Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and pop more kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and this is Doug Loves Movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
That's what I just said. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, April 22nd. 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph a Dog Day Afternoon, Delight Sleeper. Light Sleeper. Yeah. Paul Schrader. Woo! He might be a guest on the show someday. Possibly in New York City at Irving Plaza on Monday, June 2nd. I had a fantastic time at Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon last night, doing my fourth annual 421 show, and I look forward to the fifth annual next year. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Craig Bierko tweeted, "Really enjoyed Mother Jugs and Speed last night," which I understand is also a movie title. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. He's very funny on Twitter, at Mr. Craig Bierko. Saturday, May 3rd, Doug Loves Movies returns to Madison, Wisconsin at the Comedy on State Comedy Club. And Sunday, May the 4th, be with you. Stand up at the Zanies in Chicago at 4:20. Lots of crazy fun things in the gift bag, including not only Gateway Doug and a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, but also a gentleman gave this to me out on the road. It's a Doug Loves Movies logo artwork. It's a more realistic depiction of my beard than the actual logo, because it's a fucking mess. But the rest of it's very nice, and I could sense you guys are very excited to possibly win that. Very excited indeed. Oh, and somebody gave me this cool tie-dye shirt for some reason. I don't know why tie-dye and me would be necessarily connected. And some other cool things that I'm going to tell you about once I get the guests out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Bald Brian Bishop, James Urbaniak, and John Hamm.
The famous actors always grow a beard when they're not shooting, so they don't get recognized.
Yeah, what's up, John Hamm?
I like to spend my hiatus in peace, so I get fatter and I grow a beard. And everyone leaves me alone.
Change your voice and your whole demeanor.
The whole everything.
You're a completely different dude.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They use really good cameras.
This is actually my friend Jeff Tate, who's hanging out. He's going to do Put Your Hands Together later tonight. Yeah. And
we just cleared that up for everybody.
John Hamm texted me saying that he was running late, but that he's on his way. And I thought it'd be fun for you to walk out instead of him just to create a massive disappointment amongst 100 people. Everyone was so excited.
It worked.
Yeah. But 2 out of 3 awesome guests isn't bad. And no, Jeff, you're awesome too, dude. You love Cheers.
Yeah.
We know that about you. Would you tweet about it today? You had a Cheers tweet today.
Oh, I got to the end of season 3 and Coach died again. And
he's going to die. He's going to die every time you watch all of season 3. Yeah.
Every time I get to the end of season 3, he dies. And every time I feel like I'm surprised by it and I start to cry a little bit. I'm like, this happened 6 months ago. And 6 months before that. And a lot. I do it a lot. It's kind of a problem, actually.
But you tweeted that Woody is a nice replacement.
Woody's a nice replacement, and Frasier starts being a real character. Season 4, episode 1, you guys. Netflix it.
Well, hang tight, Jeff, and don't make, like, if John Hamm runs in, don't make faces like you're going to fight him for the seat. Just, you know.
No, I'll leave.
Just get out
just
of the way.
Just let the transition happen like Woody replaced Coach.
Yeah.
Just let it happen.
That is first-time guest James Urbaniak, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's the best podcast. It's exciting to be on the best podcast.
Oh, well, thank you very much. There it is. There it is.
We got a seat for you right here. This gentleman's going to get out of the way.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late. It was the valet's fault. I mean, right? You guys know.
This seems like orchestrated by a publicist. This extra round of applause you got for coming in late.
Thank you,
and the
Erica.
Scarf, oh, like you ran here.
From the 30s.
And the baseball hat. You were scouting. You were
busy
scouting.
This is actually part of the gift.
Oh, it is?
Of the giveaway.
That's part of the gift, is that it's been on your head?
No,
the hat?
That it doesn't fit. It's just way too big.
So oh, okay. But you didn't, sweat it up or anything?
No.
It's brand new?
Brand new.
All right, so you got a... What team does this represent?
St. Louis Cardinals.
And what else is in the bag here?
It's a season 6 Mad Men thing.
There you go. Season 6 of Mad Men.
What I missed, Doug?
Look out. Harry's growing mutton chops. What did you miss?
We just
sat down. We were talking about Cheers and the transition between the old guy to the young guy, the bartenders.
Nick Colasanto and Woody Harrelson.
Right. Yes, all right. You get a point.
Thank you.
You're on the board. No, we were just discussing James. This is his first appearance on the program.
James and I actually have worked together, kind of.
We have a tenuous connection, which is related to one of my gifts.
Okay.
I will bring up.
Okay, one of your gifts. Can I assume which one?
It's like a 6 degrees thing.
Is it the Venture Brothers?
No, that's not.
All right, so that's in the bag. Blu-ray of Venture Brothers.
Season 5.
We've both been on Adult Swim.
And then a copy of all of the Legally Blonde films.
Did you know there were 3?
There are 3, I guess. That third one is really a head-scratcher, though, because neither of those girls look like the girl that stars in the Legally Blonde movies.
I saw this in the store the other day. I had no idea there were 3. The third one apparently stars twins. They're not the Olsen twins. They're lesser
known. No, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Because you can't replace Reese Witherspoon with just one actress. You gotta have 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am in Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde. I know you're into full titles on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's directed by a guy named Charles Herman Wormfeld, who directed Kissing Jessica Stein, that John Hamm is in, written and also starring Jennifer Westphal.
Yes.
And I was cut from that film.
Yes.
And that's our connection from 2001.
Because of me.
It was just, he was like, there's too much handsomeness
way
in this film.
Way too much. No, it was actually an excellent, excellent scene. One of the first scenes we shot of the film, if not the first.
Were you there that day?
I was.
We shot that?
Yeah.
And I, in a boat. I'm in a boat and I had trouble like rowing the boat.
Navigating said boat.
In Central Park.
You can find it on, I think it's on the DVD.
Well, it's on the deleted scenes.
Yes.
And Jen and the other girls say very nice things about my performance. Which would be a good category. John Hamm films that James Urbaniak was cut from.
The only one.
There's only one movie.
Bald Brian Bishop is here, you guys.
Yay!
Of the Adam Carolla program fame. And not involved in this movie, but you brought a Blu-ray of Liam Neeson in The Gray.
No, I'm a wolf.
Oh, you're one of the wolves. It's amazing what they're doing with the special effects. And then you brought, you're running around doing lots of promotion right now for your book that is coming out. This is, for the prize bag, an advanced reading copy.
Yes, it is not, as we're taping this, it comes out a week from today, but it will be available if you're listening to this at home. See what I'm saying? It comes out a week from today, but today...
I don't get that at all. I think this episode is going to come out tomorrow, so...
Oh, shit! It comes out in a week!
Yeah, there you go. It's an easier way to look at it. And the book is called Shrinkage by Brian Bishop, Manhood, Marriage, and the Tumor That Tried to Kill Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an advanced reading copy. It is a week before it comes out, so hope you enjoy.
Yeah, whoever wins tonight, I'm going to expect a review on my desk. An essay about Brian's book. And then, of course, let's give it up to him one more time. John Hamm is here, everybody.
Yay.
Sorry for being late. Bless you.
It's okay. Were you at the movies?
I was not.
Oh, because that's a great excuse for being
watching
late.
Watching the Cardinals play baseball.
Oh, okay.
And I'd totally forgotten I told you I would do this tonight.
We texted like this morning.
It was early.
We emailed. It was early. It was before.
Literally, when I got that text.
It was before cocktail hour.
When I got that text, I almost said, you probably should text me to remind me again later this afternoon. And you didn't get my imagined text, and therefore you didn't imaginarily remind me. And so that's why I was late.
Do you think when Don Draper is like stuck in a meeting that's really long and boring and he wants to have a cigarette, do you think he'd use Snus, that product that you can just put underneath your tongue and just sneakily have a... Have you ever tried something like that?
A Snus?
A Snus? Yeah.
It's Sun spelled backwards.
It's just weird. It's like, I don't know why they asked to be advertisers on Doug Loves Movies. And this is the best I could do at working them into the conversation.
Also, in the 60s, Don Draper wouldn't have had to done the disclaimer.
No, that's right.
The mouth issue.
Yeah, the mouth cancer. At the end of every time I talk about snus, I have to go,
may cause
warning,
mouth cancer.
Hmm?
That's just fair.
It's totally fair.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't have to say at the end of a, you know, a movie trailer on TV, warning, probably sucks.
It's deeply symbolic of the issue of sustaining podcasts and the necessities of commercialism.
Yeah, thank you for that. Have you been? So the listeners know even better idea who James is. He's been on Review, the awesome new Andy Daly show.
Andy Daly show Review.
Yeah. And you're the lie detector guy on Homeland.
There were like a couple episodes
where
I was a lie detector
you're
guy.
You're Captain Junk Science on that show. And do you believe in lie detectors? Do you think they really work?
No, I think they're probably very flawed.
That's how good an actor you are. You really sell it on that show. You seem like you know...
Well, the character has an inner tension. He doesn't believe in what he does.
Okay.
I think as plot devices, they work amazing, though.
I was just disappointed at, like, now it's just all done in a Mac. It's not like the... film-worthy machine with the needle that moves and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all digital and uninteresting.
There's an app for that.
He's doing it on an iPhone now. You use your Waze to get to the place, and then they just lie detect you.
It's called Snap Lies. And your lies are only on there for 10 seconds, but somebody's going to get a screenshot of it. John is the current super champion of the Tournament of Championships.
Wow.
You'll someday compete, I hope, in the Super Duper Tournament of Championships.
When will that be?
I should probably plan it. That's way down the road. That's way down the road. I'll get back to you.
I'm excited. I need more than one text.
I'm just glad Sam Levine's not here. For my premiere.
For what reason?
Because that would be too...
Personal vendetta.
That would be too intimidating for me as a newbie. Because he's like Rain Man.
It's so not intimidating when you sit next to him.
That's how you beat him.
The opposite of intimidating.
The least intimidating.
John Hamm has beaten him, so that's interesting that you're still more scared of Sam than you are of John.
Totally.
And I think it's because I think John just is a more lovable player.
It's true.
That's somebody you're happy to lose to.
Yeah, John doesn't seem like he would get pissy when things don't go his
way. Very true.
He's never played poker with you, right, buddy?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit, we used to get so mad playing poker because we used to not be able to afford it, you know, and we'd play with guys who were working. So, like, you know, when a really huge pot would build up and you had a lot of money in there, boy, did it get...
Well, we also played with people who smoked a ton of weed, and so it would tend to, like, hands would take 45 minutes because people would forget where they were. Mid-deal.
I don't know what you're talking about. I run a fast game.
You were fine.
I run a fast game.
You were the one.
And there's no way Sam Levine would forget he was doing the show.
Oh, like don't play poker with Sam Levine either.
No, don't
you guys. Don't do that if you get the chance.
This episode should just be called Things Not to Do with Sam Levine. Give him a hug when you see him. It's a great feeling.
Compliment him. That always
goes
well.
He's so little and he just
lift him.
Right
lift him
there.
Up. Carry him around. Carry him one block.
Doug's passcode, everyone. 65133. Write it down. 65133.
Oh, this just in. John Hamm is five away, you guys. Five away right. till
five away.
John Hamm. Glad
that
I saw
was about 5 minutes
glad
ago.
I saw that now. Yeah. Have you had time to see movies at all lately, John Hamm?
I saw the Lego Movie. Mm. That was not too long ago.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. I saw The Frozen. I was on a little bit of a children's movie kick. I saw all of them by myself.
I just saw that today by myself.
Yep, most of them during the day. Nothing like a 40-some-odd-year-old person strolling into a near-empty theater.
In a raincoat.
West Side.
Singing a song
on the way out.
We'll be back with more of Doug Loves Creeps right after this message.
It's like a more benign Pee Wee Herman Fred Willard story. It's just a kid's movie. Nothing happened.
But by the way, those of you who have not seen it, I couldn't wholeheartedly recommend the Lego Movie more. It was excellent and funny and cool.
Yeah.
And awesome. And then two documentaries, one called An Act of Killing, which is devastating.
Yeah,
it makes
that,
you
I haven't seen that because I'm scared of it.
Arg.
Yeah.
And the other one is called Afternoon of a Fawn, about a ballet dancer. Yep.
What?
Also saw that by myself. Had a lot of time on my hands during the hiatus. Saw a lot of movies that not a lot of people saw, and some that people did. So you're there.
It made a movie that everyone should go see called Million Dollar Arm.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
May 16th. Everyone go see it. It's a good movie. You can take your children if you have them.
Can you go alone?
Or just snatch
them
some children.
Only if
kids,
you have
can I tell
them.
You? Can I take you to the Million Dollar Arm? That doesn't sound shady at all.
It's got that guy that plays the philanderer in it. I'm sure it's fine for all ages. It is. It's PG. It's Disney. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful movie based on a true story. So if you like baseball and families and feeling good.
Brian, have you seen the trailer for it?
I have.
No,
I have not. I'm sorry. I take it back. I have not.
Pick a side.
Do you know what the story's about?
It's about an arm that's worth $1 million.
Sort of.
Yes.
Baseball and families.
They want to find $1 million arm.
Okay.
So he's a guy looking for players, and he goes to India and tries to get some guys who are great at cricket.
Oh,
to
yes.
Adapt to baseball. He has to teach him baseball.
Is inspired
by
a true
story? He has to say wax on, wax off, all the things you do when you're training somebody.
That's not baseball.
Oh, sorry.
that's
not anything.
That's karate.
That's just
that's
made up for that one
fighting.
Movie.
That's karate fighting, I'm pretty sure.
Jack it on, jack it off.
Nope, that's a different thing, too.
Did I ask you if you've been to the movies lately?
You did not.
Okay, let's do that.
Go ahead.
Let's run with that.
I saw Draft Day.
There you go.
Don't fucking cheer for that.
There you
don't
go. Sports movie.
Day.
We're talking sports movies.
No good. I saw Captain America. I'm mostly caught up. I saw Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
pretty good.
I liked it.
You liked it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would put it in the category of good movies, but...
Best Captain America movie yet?
It's in the top two for sure.
Great.
Without a doubt,
is
I can
Is that counting Avengers?
That is...
Oh.
Okay. Well, it's in the top three no matter
what. Iron Man 3 is my favorite Marvel movie.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Iron Man 3.
I love Iron Man 3. I can't get enough of Iron Man
3. Is that the one where he fights Ivan Drago?
Yes.
Christmas Day.
And
these mics are working.
But I also like the Avengers a great deal. And then Captain America, Winter Soldier probably fall after that. Probably okay. About third.
So you'd say top three of all Marvel films is Captain
yeah,
America.
How many have there been?
Like 100?
No.
Come on.
We're talking about all the way back to the X-Men movies and the Spider-Man movies.
Okay. Marvel movies?
All right. Spider-Man 2 is probably up there pretty high.
Yeah. X-Men 2 is up there, too. I saw a documentary that came out last year that didn't get a lot of attention that was very, very good. It was called Let the Fire Burn. And, yeah, one person has saw it. It was very, very good. And it didn't get any attention in terms of Oscar love or anything. But check out Let the Fire Burn, streaming on Netflix.
What's it about?
It is a really interesting, the way it's done. It's about... this is a horrible elevator pitch. It's about a sort of a Waco, Texas style siege in Detroit of some of a group of black people that were living there, sort of hippies but sort of militants too. The police sieged their house and burned it down, and there was a whole investigation. But the documentary is done entirely out of source footage, out of news reports, out of city council, tape and stuff. It's all really interesting the way it's done. No interviews today. It's all source footage from 1985 or whatever it was.
Hmm.
Interesting stuff.
Compelling. Sold. I'm going to watch that shit.
Check it out.
James, sir?
It's been a few weeks since I've been in a movie theater, but I did see the Lego Movie and The Wolf of Wall Street, which they're both good to watch
back to back.
They are. They're both sort of about corrupt capitalists.
Sure. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good double feature for the new Beverly. Lego Movie and Wolf of Wall Street. Let's make that happen, you guys. Now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Yeah. My God. I've done very well at home listening to this.
Oh,
and
good.
I know I'm just going to fuck up big time when I'm actually on the show.
It's everybody comes on cocky. They leave with a lot of regrets. But yeah, it's not as easy as it seems. It's not an easy game. But you got to just look at this guy. Just relax and just run with it. And for those listening, I was pointing to Bald Brian.
Okay. I've been on the show twice, and I've lost both times in ridiculous and bizarre fashion.
Remember? Do you think it was because you overreached? Your reach exceeded your grasp, or it was because you did not have a firm understanding of the rules? Or were you outplayed?
Far from either one. I was robbed by
Was that a line from Million Dollar Arm?
I wish.
I was robbed by a couple of boobs, one named Bill Burr and one named Adam Carolla. I had victory in my hand, and they guessed an absurd guess and took the point away.
Right, well, that's the thing. Strategy can fuck you over for sure, or the lack of it. But to determine who's going to go first today in the Leonard Maltin game, let's play Doing Lines with Mark. Yeah.
How you guys doing? You want to do some lines?
Wow.
And somebody in the audience just reminded me to have you guys pick name tags. We'll do that after we do this. So go ahead, Mark Wahlberg, pre-recorded line from a movie. First person to guess what the movie is wins.
The way Crumb draws you, you look like a hairy ape.
American
With
Splendor.
All these wavy, stinky lines.
American Splendor.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Bald Brian beat James Urbaniak to a movie where they're talking about his character in that line.
Well, I think
you did come ready to hunt bear today.
I didn't hear the first phrase because his indecipherable Boston accent was confusing.
I also agree with that.
I know, but I am in the film American Splendor.
Let's hear it again.
The way Crumb draws you, you look like a hairy ape. With all these wavy...
I didn't hear the way Crumb draws you.
I heard the white crown draws you.
With all these wavy,
For those who don't know,
lives.
I play the character of Crumb.
You
in
play
film.
Crumb
so if
brilliantly
I heard the
in
character
the
name, fair enough, I didn't get it. First fuck up.
There's really no one disputing it.
You made
it. We all know you didn't get it.
It's your cute thing where you... you do a movie someone's in and they don't get it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's better if I didn't get it.
No, Kristen Bell recognized the movie she was in. It was even a line that was cut from the film and she recognized it.
Was it her line?
But yeah. It's that's not my
That's not
By the way, I want to say something.
Wow, she got that?
This is how out of the zone I was when you guessed American Splendor. In my head, I heard American Beauty.
American Beauty.
That could have been in there. But let's do as the gentleman in the audience politely suggested and select name tags for who you guys are going to play for tonight. You guys are very efficient at picking out your name tags. No theatrics.
I jumped over that step.
You did. You were...
Took my life in my hands.
Who are you playing for here, John?
It looks like someone named Jonathan. Or Jonathan Jr. Or Junior Jonathan. Or just Jonathan.
But it is the movie Junior.
Yes. Which apparently stars a pregnant person whose name is not on the... above the title. Or is that? No. Oh, it is. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but with Jonathan's face. The tagline? Pretty good. Nothing is inconceivable.
Yeah, you have to say it as Wallace Shawn, though.
Nothing is inconceivable.
Nailed it. You're a big Princess Bride fan. Look at this Grand Buda Chris Hotel.
That's a diorama.
He made a diorama out of a box. Good for him. So proud of him. Good job, Buda Chris. And who are you playing for, James?
I'm playing for a young lady named Allie, and she made a poster that says Allie Hall, a play on the film Annie Hall, and it's also decorated with starbursts.
Starburst memories.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
You just won the game.
Well, I'm going to steal a starburst, though.
Yeah.
And starbursts are perfect. Diane Keaton's face has been replaced by Allie's face.
Wow, that was a ballsy...
Brazen.
A dude from the audience just reached forward and grabbed it.
A bearded like hipster just took my starburst.
Yeah, he took that like it was off the craft service table at a caveman commercial.
Here you go, buddy. Go nuts.
Can I tell you something, sir? I respect the hell out of you for that. Now get the fuck out of this theater.
Brian's also in charge of security here. When he's not out on his book tour. Oh, that Starburst tastes delicious.
So delicious. Am I wrong? That should be your next sponsor.
You could put it like right under your tongue and just like for
let
a quick hit.
No, you just let it go.
Yeah, it's amazing. Nobody, Nobody knows what you're doing. Kristen Bell wasn't the greatest at the games, but she was a good sport.
And 5'1" of adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody complained.
The Grand Budapest Hotel, by the way, does have a back door. A lot of people don't know that.
That's the service entrance.
It's like a mouse hole. Like,
maybe that's the garage where they keep their little model cars. I don't know.
All right, Brian gets to go first.
Yay.
First person to 2 points is going to win all the prizes in the prize bag for your person whose name tag you chose. Brian gets to pick the first category.
Okay.
I picked eight special ones just for today. And then this old one. Blueberry Johnson submitted. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Blueberry.
No, it's still Blueberry, but
okay.
It's an old category, but I changed it up, and you guys will understand why when I tell you this. It's called You're In This. And this is movies that people on this panel are in. So I think, Brian, you really lucked out that you don't have to pick this category. Josh_O suggested Christopher Waltzen. That's movies where Christopher Walken dances. And Koji Werner suggested Barton Stink. And that's John Turturro movies that got less than 2 stars. 2 stars or less from Leonard Maltin. Which one of those would you like to play?
I think
we can rule out the first one.
I do not want to do the first one. I will do Barton Stink. Bad Turturro movies.
Mm. Okay. And so the movie someone was in was Across the Universe. Which one of you guys was in that?
Not me.
Not me.
Julie Taymor, Beatles movie.
Yeah, what did you do in that?
I play the manager of a Janis Joplin-type rock singer.
And so you have, but it's all singing, right? You sing some.
I do not sing, unfortunately. Oh. That would have been great. The guy is singing like Dr. Venture. It's been a hard day's night. Which could have worked.
Which one did you pick, Brian? I just enjoy the shit out of this Starburst.
Barton she loves you.
Okay.
I'm done.
Oh, that was great. The year... The year is 1985. 1.5 stars from Leonard for this movie. I think that's low. I think that's unfair. He calls this movie gritty. And he also says that that one thing that's good about it is not enough to counteract the bad taste the film leaves behind. And he lists 9 names.
And is 1.5 stars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's John Turturro movies.
Young Turturro.
That got 2 stars or less.
And there's 9 names. I'll go with 7, because I don't know what this is right now.
Okay, well, probably didn't need to give that away, but...
Or do I?
You don't.
Okay.
Let's go to James.
This is a very early Turturro film.
Mm-hmm.
Early
Turturro. It's... Wow. Because Do the Right Thing is like 89, so it's even pre that. But it's post-Raging Bull. I'm just showing you what I know, but I don't know what this is. I'm just going to go jump into the deep end and go 5 names.
Name that movie.
John Hamm did not hesitate to challenge you.
I have no idea, and I'm not guessing 4. So.
All right, here's your 5 names, sir. Dwyer Brown was in this movie. Robert Downey Sr. Dean Stockwell.
The great Dean Stockwell.
Yeah, he's great. Darlene Flugel. Darlene Flugel. And he's in the category, and he's 5th billed in this movie, John Turturro.
Kind of knew he
Am
was
I there. Allowed to hear the couple descriptive words you used before?
Gritty, 1.5 stars.
Wow.
And one thing that's great about it is not enough to counteract the bad taste the film leaves behind.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Tucker, the Man in His Dream, because that has Dean Stockwell in it. But that's not greedy or badly tasting.
And Turturro probably isn't in.
He might be.
Maybe.
Doug, in your opinion, does this movie deserve 1.5 stars?
No, I said that it's an unfair rating.
Oh, I think I know what it is now.
I really like this movie.
Oh, shit.
Does anyone in the theater have any idea what this is?
I think somebody does. Paul Bryan knows it.
I have an idea.
A couple other people have an idea.
All right. My mind's a blank. I knew this was going to happen.
But the movie I'm thinking of is a 4-star movie. Is it Blood Simple?
No.
Okay. Good.
Wow.
Good.
No, I mean, no one else is going to have the same enthusiasm for this movie as I do, but I'd give it more than 1.5 stars. It's To Live and Die in L.A.
Ah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. That is not a 1.5 star.
It does have a spectacular car chase. I mean, that chase alone is
directed by Michael Mann. Is that correct?
No. It was Friedkin.
Oh, there you go.
Friedkin.
All right.
So John Hamm's on the board.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well played.
Don't mess with the ham. You'll get the horns.
you'll get the snout.
Don't mess with that wild ham.
you'll get the spiral tail.
I would have gotten it if it was Raging Bull or Do the Right Thing.
Right?
The films had bookended that movie.
Sure. Well, see, you're channeling Sam Levine right now a little bit.
How far off of John Turturro's head do you think his hair stood in 1985? Does anybody remember him in that film? Because I'm guessing it was about a 4-inch.
It's proto-Barton Fink, big hair.
Way pre-Barton Fink. That was in the 90s, yes?
You know, I don't really know that much about movies.
What's next, Doug?
Don't know why you're throwing all these hardballs at me. It must be to promote your new film, Million Dollar Arm.
I mean, the theater is May 16th. Starring myself, Lake Bell, the kid from Life of Pi, and the other kid from Slumdog Millionaire. Not the
is that,
kid you're
that is
of.
So racist that the kid you only know the girl's name.
Is it a remake of Million Dollar Legs, which is a Jack Oakey comedy from the 30s?
It's the name, yes.
Is it a is it a sequel to Million Dollar Baby?
Well, every Million Dollar Baby has a $2 million arms, so you make the call.
This time, the baby's just an arm.
Million Dollar Baby Arm, however, is a very different movie. The joke's been made a million times. Nothing is inconceivable, Doug.
Brian gets to pick... Inconceivable! The next category. Would you like... and then we will go right back at you, John, because we changed the order around. Would you like The Nut Job? That was submitted by Syntrix Phone. And that's movies where a woman dresses up as a man. The Nut Job. Full Metal Jacket. And that's movies where a robot has sex. As suggested by David K. Ashton. And at Sleepy Geppetto...
A charming handle.
Yes. Because, you know, when Geppetto went to sleep, that's when all the shit went down. And if he'd have been awake, maybe he'd be able to stop that stupid puppet from going with all those donkeys. And nonstop is what Sleepy Geppetto suggested. Nonstop. N-A-A-N. Hmm. And that's film set in India.
Coincidentally, where Million Dollar Arm is set, opening May 16th.
That's an incredible
theaters near you.
Coincidence.
Starring myself, Lake Bell, the kid from...
and a couple of foreigners.
And the other kid.
Not the tiger from Pi.
No, not
Not
Richard,
the hyena.
Not Richard Jenkins.
Not the...
Richard
Parker.
Parker.
What Richard is the first Jenkins. Category again?
Nut Job. Woman dressed as a man.
I'll do that. Nut Job.
Okay. Would you like a Nut Job movie from the year 2000 or the year 2011?
2000.
Oh, interesting. You just passed up on Albert Nobbs. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from the year 2000. He calls this movie frothy. He says it's a great showcase for its sexy stars. And he lists 12 names. Can I say 12 names? Maybe 13. Let me double check this. 12 names.
Okay, if I... If I... God damn it. If I guess this on zero and don't get it, if I miss it, who gets the point?
If you say zero?
If I guess
well,
and I get it wrong.
It goes to me and I challenge you.
Yeah, you can still... You got a bid.
Oh, I see.
You got
I
a
see.
Bid and
someone
he can,
has
yeah,
to offer
John can either challenge or he can... You go to negative names.
Negative names.
2.5 stars?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not
zero
Albert
names.
Nobbs or To Live and Die Another.
Zero names.
Says, yeah, we've narrowed it down. It's
okay, name
it might be American Splendor. Oh, no. So you're saying name it
yeah.
with zero names? All right. What do you got?
I think it's Charlie's Angels.
That's correct.
Yes.
Ah, impressive.
Which one of those ladies was secretly a man?
She dressed as
Ella
Cool J.
She dressed first in the first scene. Drew Barrymore looks exactly like Ella Cool J and like and pulls the rubber mask
in
off, and it turns out it's her. Well, that's my thing. Is like, why would Charlie's Angels? Why would they? Why would they do that every
shtick,
time?
Right?
Is look like somebody else? And then later in the movie, she and what's her name, Cameron Diaz, they dress up as men. But they wear these shitty glued-on mustaches and toupees, and they, like, why don't you do the same thing you did with LL Cool J and transform yourself entirely into a man instead of a Drew Barrymore-looking man?
Was that, like, part of the Charlie's Angels mystique, that they would don costumes? I don't seem to remember that being part
it
of
it. It was a silly
really
part of the
undercover
movie.
Undercover kind
silly.
Of jam.
I liked that first movie, but just because it was so silly and Bill Murray was in it.
By the way, I auditioned for that and didn't get it.
So
one day, I was walking down the street in New York, and Drew Barrymore stopped me and said how much he liked my audition. So it made it kind of worth it.
Jesus.
I never got stopped
by her. By all accounts, she's a total sweetie. You just need
brand
to get in her face.
Brand new mom.
Yeah, go over there and just bang on the door. Bring her some muffins. She'll probably say something nice to you.
Got another movie with Adam Sandler coming out. Yeah, did you see those two back together?
It's good. It's really
and,
good.
And Godzilla.
50 dates was not enough. I want more dates with them. James, you get to go first. You're not on the board yet, but you have a chance here because you get to pick a category.
All right, thanks.
And then we're going to go out the other direction, go at John Hamm once again. Squid Eye suggested How Doug as a category title, and that's movies that have the word jump in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Jump, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Denver suggested The Girl with the Pearl Necklace. That's movies where Scarlett Johansson has sex. And celebrating a birthday today, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, great Jack Nicholson is celebrating a birthday today, so that the films of Jack Nicholson. Which one of those would you like,
oh, wow.
James?
Holy cow. All right, give them to me once more really quickly.
Jump is in the title, Scarlett Johansson has sex, or Jack Nicholson has sex, because let's be honest.
Five really easy pieces.
One flew over the cuckold's nest.
I'm not going to go with jump, but if it was White Men Can't Jump, I just totally fucked myself. So I'm going to go with the Nicholson one.
Oh, let's see what it was on the jump thing. Nope.
It was the film adaptation of Van Halen's Jump.
Yes. Which one did you decide, Scarlett Johansson?
Nicholson.
Oh, Nicholson. All right, Nicholson. This is a Nicholson movie from 2007. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says that a character in this movie is philosophical. He also calls the movie contrived. And he accuses Nicholson of mugging. Which, how dare he? Nicholson has never mugged a day in his life.
The man
has this man not seen Tim Burton's Batman? And he lists seven names.
What year?
The year is 2007.
Okay.
Seven names.
I'll go with...
There's no shame in taking them all.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll go with seven.
All right. John Hamm.
Oh, the timing may be off, but I'm going to go with negative two.
Holy cow.
Does he have to get it?
All right, Brian, this is for the win here. You're in a position where if he gets it wrong after you challenge him, then you get the point and you have the win. But if he...
I'm most likely going to get this wrong.
Oh, listen to that.
Does he have to get the names in order?
You're getting Levined all over the place.
It has to go kind of from top down order.
Yeah, yeah. I know what it is, too, and I know the top new two names, but I can't remember who's third in this movie. I'll say go ahead and name it.
Well, do we both think it's about Schmidt?
I'm sorry, say it again. What he said about the movie?
I don't know why this discussion is happening. Give me your answer, sir.
I just want to say I thought about Schmidt, but there's no way that he mugs in about Schmidt.
Yeah, I thought it was anger management.
Oh, well.
Ooh.
If it is, then I'm fucked.
Go ahead and do your guess, John.
Well, if it's
that's
about
not how it works. You don't just float an idea out there. Hey, Alex Trebek, I'm thinking it might be along the lines of something like this. Could everybody just jump in and help me get this answer?
Let's crowdsource this. Well, it would be about Schmidt, and it would be Jack Nicholson and Kathy Bates, but that seems to be wrong.
Unfortunately, and congratulations to Brian, you took down the mighty John Hamm. It's The Bucket List.
Oh.
Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman, yeah.
I knew it would be a recent Nicholson movie, and I'm not good at recent movies.
And who can name the third person in that movie?
In the Anger Management?
In Bucket List.
In The Bucket List.
I think it's
one guy out there knew it. Sean Hayes. Sean Hayes is one of their sons, I guess.
Are you going to say Nicholson's it's the son?
It was The Bucket.
It was The Bucket.
Oh, he's their lawyer? Oh, okay. Nicholson's lawyer. Wow. So I guess you could cross that off your bucket list. Getting to talk about it in public so knowledgeably must have been important to you.
I like the idea that Maltin would actually accuse Nicholson of mugging in About Schmidt, though.
Yeah.
It was like one of his most famously restrained returns to the form. And then at the end, he cries, and Maltin goes, mugging!
Enough with the goddamn mugging!
Enough with the face pulling.
I didn't like him in that movie. Sorry.
That's okay. You don't have to love everything that Nicholson does.
Thanks. You're a real pal, Doug.
What's going on with so Mad Men is in it's up to episode 2 of the first half of the last season.
Said yeah, sure. It, oh, so you're talking to John?
Yeah.
Yes.
You won. Enjoy.
It's popular knowledge. Anybody could answer it.
Yes, it's last Sunday was the second episode of 7. Those will be the first half of the last season, and then the final half of the last season will air in 2015. We are just now shooting the second episode of the final 7, so we will finish shooting sometime in late June or July, and then they will be locked away until they air in April of 2015.
I can't wait to get you back on the show and try to, you know, maybe you'll say something you're not supposed to say.
I've never done that on this show.
About what's coming up on the show, but it gets better all the time. I like the whole look of it now.
You're
the
very nice
the time
to say
period
that.
Is awesome. Brian?
Yes, sir.
The book is called Shrinkage.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's a fun book about the tumor in your head.
It is as fun a book as you'll ever read about a guy with a brain tumor. I promise you. It's out in a week, and I worked really hard on it, and I'm really proud of it, so consider checking it out. It's on audiobook, too, and I know, obviously, people, the world that
did
we live in.
Did you read it?
I read the book.
Oh, you should have got Dame Judi Dench to read it.
Well, that was our first choice.
Yeah.
She passed, and they came to me. But obviously, if you're a fan of podcasts, you like listening to shit, so check it out.
If you ever can't get Dame Judi Dench, Dame Rudy Dench is often available.
And okay.
It's a beautiful voice.
I'll get her number for me.
Played for the Mets in the 70s, Rudy did.
James, what's going on with you? What can we check out?
Okay, very quickly, though, to make myself feel better, was the Scarlett Johansson sex movie The Man Who Wasn't There?
Oh, she had sex in that?
Yeah, she blows Richard Jenkins, doesn't she? Oh, she doesn't? What's the one where she blows Richard Jenkins?
She tries to blow Richard Jenkins? Seems like
miss?
That would be easy to do.
All right, anyway, I'm on review.
Now I want to look it up.
Yeah, but while you're looking it up, I'm on the Andy Daly Show.
No,
review.
That's not the
All
one.
Right, good. That's good. I feel better that I didn't pick one I didn't know. A review on Comedy Central, and I'm recording the sixth season of Venture Brothers, a beloved cult show. And
yay!
Oh, some of the kids know it. Oh, and I have my own little podcast. It's called Getting On with James Urbaniak, and it's like little radio plays, and it's on feralaudio.com.
So there's thank that. You so much for being here. And,
thank you. I,
all of you, please come back
I
again. And can you pass me your name tag, James? Because it should have a shit hit on the back. If it doesn't, we'll have to rectify that. Oh, it does. Oh, more Starburst for John. Who knew you were so into Starburst? Okay, that's interesting. All right. I've got some plugs. I must, right? Oh, well, apologies to put your hands together. Shirts are available at douglovesshirts.com. And Brian, hey. You won. Can you come back next week?
I would love to.
Defend your title? All right, Brian's going to come back.
Yeah.
No!
Good job.
Wait, you can't?
Book tour.
I'll be in New York signing books.
Oh, what a shame. I'll have to book a famous film star.
Sorry, everyone.
I think we're going to have somebody that's in two of my favorite film comedies of all time.
Hey, guys. Producer Ryan here. Just a quick correction. There will not be a Doug Loves Movies taping on Tuesday, April 30th. The next one will be on Tuesday, May 6th. Hope to see you there.
And thanks again to everybody for being here. And thank you guys for coming and watching. And as always, job interviews are a shithead. Sorry, telephone job interviews. Wait, so that's interviews for telephone jobs? We don't have to read that one because they won, but I agree, patent trolls are a shithead. And the Motion Picture Association of America is a shithead.
Yay.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room.